FM 90.3 WJTL, where you're home for Christ Community Music, and that's Mac Powell with a song called The 99. Good morning and happy Thursday. Liam and Fred with you at 7:19.
Sunny skies, pretty humid though today. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon, high 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. Friday, looking for a mix of sun and clouds, that high around 87 degrees. Cloudy over the weekend, early Saturday, becoming mostly sunny later on, high 86. Sunday looking similar, a little warmer. Look for that stray shower or thunderstorm in a high of 89. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy sky, 72 degrees. In Harrisburg, 71.
This morning, our friend Kara Sensenig hanging out with us. Her and her husband, Pete, are the leaders at Eastgate. Good morning again to you, Kara.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, we love having you here. It's great hanging out with you. We've been asking our guests if they would share their life verse. Can you share yours with us?
Yeah, sure. So Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 just really speaks to me, and I'll tell you why. Well, I guess I should share the verse first.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not ponder things of the past. Behold, I do a new thing, making roadways in the wilderness and streams in the desert." And that verse just really speaks to me because of some of my upbringing, and the Lord just really encountered my heart. I didn't believe that Christians could live such a defeated life because of all the things that I had gone through in my life. And when I was a young adult in my early 20s, the Lord really encountered me, set me free from a number of things, and just healed my heart. And ironically, I had gone to church one Sunday, and I'm trying to make sense of my life. And I found that verse in my Bible on a note card. Somebody had written it and stuck it in my Bible. And I remember opening up and just life seemed to make sense for whatever reason as the Lord just showed me that this is what he was doing. He's doing something new.
Yeah.
And I mentioned earlier that I just really believe that God's presence transforms lives. And that's exactly what happened for me in that season.
I love that. Well, you could see that in your life and in the way you're very forward-thinking and wanting to reach others. And in that way, Eastgate is reaching out in a new way. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Eastgate, we're church planting, but on top of that, the focus really today is to talk about our prayer room and our healing rooms. And so coming up here in September, we're actually moving. We just moved to Morgantown, Pennsylvania, because we're targeting a new area with the gospel. We want to see families transformed. And so we have a prayer room that is open to the general public, to churches. You can come in and minister to the Lord. We have worship and prayer happening there. You can jump in and become a part of a set that's happening, or just come into the prayer room and get your bearings. Sometimes we need that. We also offer healing ministry on the first Friday of every month, and we have teams that are prepared to pray for people for physical healing and to freedom from bondage. And so that's what we do at Eastgate. We also train and equip people to use their gifts and hear the voice of the Lord. That's a big part of who we are at Eastgate.
It's awesome to see the House of Prayers cropping up and realizing that they really do break down the barriers of a lot of denominational stuff, because prayer is something we all can agree in. Prayer is something we all can do together.
Yes, amen. We love coming together and linking arms with other people in the body of Christ.
And tell us where you're located. You and Liam were playing was it here? Is it by the Ritas? Is it? So
Get
tell
warmer.
Us exactly.
He
figured it out, but tell us exactly where you are.
We just signed a lease on a little old stone church in downtown Morgantown, right on Route 23. You can't miss it. We just put a sign up last week, a black and white sign that says Eastgate. And so that's where our hub is, where our office is, prayer room and healing room. We're actually going to be starting church there in the fall as well. But mostly it's our home base. That's why we're calling it the hub.
So every Friday night, folks can come out for prayer and healing.
Yep, every first Friday of the
first
month
Friday.
Right now.
Yep. Okay, first Friday. Yep. But you have an open house coming up, too, that you want to invite our listeners to.
Yes, please come on out. September 10th, we're going to be commissioning some of our teams, have a night of dedication, and just praying over our new building, etc. Open house, you can come check it out if you're curious what's going on in that building as you see stuff coming out and paint going up. 7 o'clock on September 10th, come and check it out. Or if you want to just come to our website and see what prayer sets are happening that you can become a part of, or just check it out. Eastgate.life is how you do that.
Here's an opportunity for you to be part of something that's happening in the Morgantown area, the open house September 10th, and you could be part of the First Fridays as well. Go to eastgate.life to get all the information. Kara, we loved having you here. Thanks for visiting with us.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Back to the music we go with Edward Rivera's Not the End on WJTL.